Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. This evening, we are going to witness a unique cultural presentation by whistle wizard Shri K. Shiv Prasad from Hyderabad. Shri Shiv Prasad is a disciple of Dr. M. Balak Murli Krishna, Ustad Bismillah Khan, and Dr. N. S. Srinivasan. Whistle music is a rare and specialized art in the world of melodious music, and Shri Shiv Prasad has mastered it to perfection, finding a prestigious place for himself in the galaxy of enchanting musicians. A gifted prodigy of Carnatic and Hindustani music on whistle, whistle wizard Mr. Shiv Prasad, son of late Shri K.S.V. Subbarao and Srimati K. Rajalakshmi, was born in Bapatla, a coastal town of Guntur district, Andhra Pradesh. With his unique skill and perhaps he's the only artist on the entire globe giving 10,000 Indian classical music concerts on whistle, he has toured more than 25 countries, that includes Russia, United States, Australia, Japan, United Kingdom, Canada, and many more. He has presented concerts before the national and international leaders on prestigious platforms like the Festival of India and the International Music Festival, etc. He released the long play record titled Indian Classical Music on Whistle, in which the doyen of the music and guru, Dr. M. Balamurli Krishna, played Kanjira, and his name was included in the Book of World Records. He has several prestigious titles to his credit, like the Whistle Wizard, conferred by Indian Express, Human Flute, conferred by P. Jaikar, cultural advisor to the late Prime Minister Srimati Indira Gandhi, and many more. His first performance in Puttaparthi was in the year 1998. Shri Shiv Prasad has given the first concert in Puttaparthi in front of Bhagwan for 1 hour. Again on 26th of July 2010, Bhagwan granted him a unique chance to perform on Guru Purnima Day. Bhagwan called this form of art as Adbhuta Prakriya. Bhagwan later released 2 audio albums of Shri Prasad titled Satya Sai Bhajanamritam Part 1 in the year 2008 and Satya Sai Bhajanamritam Part 2 in the year 2009 at Puttaparthi. With the blessings of Bhagwan, in the year 2012, he toured almost 36 Satya Sai centers in United States itself. This evening, Shri K. Shiv Prasad will be accompanied by Shri S. V. Ramurthy on violin, Srimati G. Padmavati on veena, Shri O. Guru Prasad on keyboard, Shri K. Srinivas Rao on mridangam, Shri T. P. Balasubramanyam on ghatam, Shri K. Sridhar Kumar on violin, Shri D. Jaikumar Acharya on tabla, Srimati K. Haripriya on shruti, and Shri Subramanyam on rhythms. I request all of you to welcome whistle wizard Shri Shiv Prasad and his fellow musician. Jai Sai Ram.
స్టేట్ అండ్ ఐ సింగ్ వన్ త్యాగరాజ కృతి బంటురి తీపులు. Thank you. next song on Krishna. Muthukad Venkatesubbaya's composition, Alappayude Kanna. టెక్స్ట్ స్వామి భజన అయోధ్య విహారి. వచ్చాడు. త్యాగరాజ స్వామి వారి పంచరత్న కీర్తన. ఎందరో మహానుభావులు.
Thank you.
చివరిగా కచేరీ ముగించబోయే ముందర ఒక రెండు భజన్స్ ఉంటాయి. ముందర భో శంభో, తర్వాత ప్రేమముదిత మనసెక్కహో. స్వామివారు అడిగి పాడించుకున్నారు, దాంతో కచేరీ సమాప్తం చేస్తాను. ముందర భో శంభో.
Shri Sai Ram. After the scintillating musical performance by Shri Shiv Prasad and his team, we now have students of Bhagwan from the Shri Satya Sai Primary School, Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, along with the students from Muddinahalli, Brindavan and Prashanti Nilayam campus of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, offering a dance presentation at the Divine Lotus Feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. These selected students are the member of Prashanti Dance Group, which has been blessed by Bhagwan on numerous occasions to perform in the immediate divine presence. And today, they will be offering their love in the form of Natyam, titled Bhakti Bhava Pravaham, to their most beloved Nataraja, the divine cosmic dancer. Please welcome the students of Prashanti Dance Group. Jai Sai Ram.
Of the seed in this universe. Purpose. What is my purpose? The intellectual gymnastics disturb him completely. And there comes God. Man tries to ask these questions, but God insists that he takes rest and share the apple with him. The sweet conversation of nothingness infuses him with happiness, and his queries melt away as waves of peace sweep him. In that moment of bliss, realization dawns upon him. His purpose: to love him, love him, love him, and seek unity with him through purity of thought, word, and deed. This pure feeling is manifested through devotion, bhakti, man's strength, and God's only weakness. Why love God? Love him for the sake of love itself. For love is God. We are all fortunate to have been the recipients of the unbounded love of our dear Lord. Inspired by his teachings, we, the Prashanti Dance Group, invite you to experience bhakti in its myriad forms, the unsullied feeling of devotion that flows through all. Bhakti Bhava Pravaham. Man wonders how to express love for the divine. The answer is within us. Turn the conduits of experience in our body, ears, eyes, speech, limbs, and turn them into agents of expression.
The power of listening. Shravanam. Listen to the words that glorify him and him alone. Shut out the clutter of everyday mundane talk and gossip, and tune into the divine frequency. Listen till the silence between the words gets louder than the words themselves. Listen till you realize he is the word, he is the silence.
హరి కథలు సుకుని నోటను హరి మహిమలు విన్నయంత తరించను
says, singing aloud the name of the Lord is like placing a glowing lamp at the threshold of one's house. The act enlightens the within and the without. This form of devotion is thus twice blessed. Maybe that is why it comes second of the nine. The music is an expression of beauty. Love is beauty itself. To be intoxicated in that deluge of divine beauty is kirtanam.
Yeah. Like the hawk with prey in its clutch. Troubles are like the crows that relentlessly pursue it. What does the helpless hawk do? It flies higher and higher till it outflies the crows. That height is the bliss of Namasmarana. Fire could not burn him. Venom could not kill him. Elephants could not crush him. Nothing could harm the tender child Prahlada when he reached that height. Insults were forgotten. Fear abandoned. The pain of losing all worldly support evaporated when Draupadi reached those heights. Namasmarana is that height, the third form of devotion.
Hari Govinda, Govinda Shri Hari Govinda, Govinda Shri Hari Govinda. చేసెరా, ఆది కవిగా మారి రామచరిత వ్రాసెరా, రామ రామయనుచు బోయ స్మరణ చేసెరా, ఆది కవిగా మారి రామచరిత వ్రాసెరా, కృష్ణాయని పాంచాలి స్మరించెనుగా, కృష్ణాయని పాంచాలి స్మరించెనుగా, అక్షయమావలువలకు రక్ష పొందెరా. వెలలేనిది తులలేనిది హరినామమురా, హరి కరుణను పొందగలుగు సాధన వినరా. వెలలేనిది తులలేనిది హరినామమురా, హరి కరుణను పొందగలుగు సాధన వినరా. కడలి వంటి ఇడుములన్నీ కరిగిపోవురా, కడలి వంటి ఇడుములన్నీ కరిగిపోవురా, ఒక్కసారి శ్రీహరిని తలచి చూడరా.
An achiever supreme, a ruler or a man of immense talent, but when he comes before his mother, he is a child who bows and submits to her will and love. So too, when the devotee leaves outside the temple, all his status, claims to fame and wealth, and enters the presence of the divine and submits himself as a child, he practices devotion in the form of vandanam.
Archanam, worship to the Lord. Offer worship to the beautiful image of the Lord with patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, leaf, flower, fruit and water. Pushpam is not the mere flower, but every organ of your body. Imagine every organ to be the flower that you offer to the Lord at His feet.
అహం హృదయ కమలం సమర్పయామి. kamalam samarpayami
aham mukha kamalam samarpayami aham netra kamalam samarpayami
coveted place for any devotee is the warm shelter of his lotus feet. Wash your sins by offering service to the holy feet. Padasevanam. The feet which is the source of all holy rivers. The feet where the goddess of prosperity, Mother Lakshmi, resides offering her services for eternity. Hold on to the feet of the divine fisherman to escape being caught in the net of Maya. Hold on and worship the feet that were washed by Lord Brahma himself.
సుధ గొలిచిన నీ పాదము బలితలము పిన పాదము కలగ గగనము తన్నిన పాదము కలగ గగనము తన్నిన పాదము కలరి పుగాచిన పాదము కడిగిన పాదము బ్రహ్మము దానిని పాదము బ్రహ్మ కడిగిన పాదము పాదము కామిని పాపము గడిగిన పాదము పాముతల నిడిన పాదము కామిని పాపము కడిగిన పాదము పాముతల నిడిన పాదము ప్రేమపు శ్రీ సతి పిసికడి పాదము ప్రేమపు శ్రీ సతి పిసికడి పాదము పామిడి తురగబు పాదము బ్రహ్మ కడిగిన పాదము బ్రహ్మము దానిని పాదము బ్రహ్మ కడిగిన పాదము పరమయోగులకు పరిపరి విధముల పరము సగడిని పాదము పరమయోగులకు పరిపరి విధముల పరము సగడిని పాదము తిరువేంకటగిరి తిరమణి చూపిన తిరువేంకటగిరి తిరమణి చూపిన పరమ పదముని పాదము బ్రహ్మ కడిగిన పాదము బ్రహ్మము దానిని పాదము బ్రహ్మ కడిగిన పాదము పాదము పాదము
Another way of expressing devotion is through dasyam, service. Serving God brings with it the greatest satisfaction ever. But how to serve God? He does not require your gifts or praise. All he wants is your love and energy for his mission. Not that he needs our help, but that we help ourselves by helping him. And none has exemplified this service greater than Hanuman. He always introduced himself as Dasoham Kosalendrasya, servant to Lord Rama. He has shown that with devotion alone, man can rise up to become God. Let us all honor this devotee by singing his praise.
In the journey so far, we have dedicated our Karmendriyas and Gyanendriyas to the Lord. Now is the time to go beyond the body and take the relationship to the next level. The best way to be close to God is to think of Him as His friend. Sakhyam. Having God as a friend is the greatest gift one can ever get. Of all the virtuous, learned, and more qualified people, Krishna chose Dhananjaya as a vessel to deliver Bhagavad Gita to the mankind. Dhananjaya considered God as not just a friend, but the only friend. His focus and concentration was Krishna, and only Krishna. And so, in the choice between a battalion of fiercest warriors and an unarmed Krishna, he chose Krishna.
The
ಮುಖ್ಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೀನಿಕಿ ಸಾಟಿಗಲದೆ ಸಖ್ಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೀನಿಕಿ ಸಾಟಿಗಲದೆ
journey it is, this path of devotion. We begin with Shravanam and Kirtanam, believing that we are fortunate even to praise that Lord above. Traversing the inner path of Smaranam, we reach the stages of Vandanam and Archanam, where we perceive the Lord as the Master of Masters amongst us, and we are one among the many servitors of His. Pada Sevanam and Dasyam make us feel closer to Him than ever before. We are still subordinate, but experience the joy of being His personal attendants. Then comes the sweetest state of unreality. Yes, unreality. For all duality is unreality. And Sakhyam is the sweetest of them all. For the first time ever in this journey, we feel that we are equals to the Lord. It is said, the road to equality is paved with friendship. And through Sakhyam, we enter the realm of reality, the oneness, Atmanivedanam.
How can we expound devotion without speaking about Vrindavan? Vrindavan's Gopikas and their Krishna. This Vrindavan, reverberated with His name, fragrant with love for Him alone, and sustained in its merger with His love. When each of our Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas are used to worship the Lord, each one of them becomes a Gopika. The body becomes Vrindavan, the heart the bank of Yamuna. Our breath becomes the ethereal music of Krishna's flute, and life itself becomes a Rasalila.
ಜಯವಲ್ಲಭಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ശ്രവണം കൃഷ്ണ ശ്രവണം ഒരാള് പാടി മുനി ദിവ്യഗാനമു ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണനീനാവതീർത്തനം എന്തെന്തു ചൂസിനന്ദനീവനി കലചേമു വിഷ്ണു സ്മരണം മനസാര ചേസെ മുനി പാദസേവനം ദുസ്തരഭവ സാഗര തരണം ദാസുണ്ടനേലു സോഹം കൃഷ്ണദാസോഹം ചേപ്പട്ടി വീടനി നാ തൊടു നീവനി കളിപേ മുനി തൊട സ്നേഹമോ
Fascinating journey it is, this devotion. The salt doll that set out to taste the sea loses itself in the sea. The taster, the tasted, and the taste are distinct no more. Devotion is the journey of the river towards its beloved, the ocean. A journey where the destination is sought and in the process the source is found. Dear Swami, we know we are still a good distance from our endeavor's goal, but it bothers us not, for you are by our side. The goal is sweet indeed, but the journey when with you is not any less sweeter. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. Yeah. समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।